Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Let's get started. As we all know, this week's Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach, introduces us to the story of the man, Lechem Min HaShamayim, that God provided the Jewish people with a way to sustain themselves even throughout the years of their journeying in the Midbar. And we all know that this week everybody was busy on Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach saying Parshas Haman. What people normally don't focus on is the important halacha that the Gemara derives from Parshas Haman. And believe it or not, the Gemara does not derive the halacha that we need to say Parshas Haman on Tuesday, Parshas B'Shalach, but rather the Gemara learns something that is extremely relevant to us every week of the year. And that, I refer to a Gemara Maseches Shabbos. As we say in the Pasuk, V'hayo b'yom hashishi v'hechinu eis asher yaviu, and it will be on the sixth day, God instructed all of us that we should prepare everything we needed to prepare for the man over the course of Shabbos. Eis asher tofu ofu, eis asher tibashelu bashelu. Whatever you have to cook, you should cook before. Whatever you have to bake, you should bake before Shabbos. And from here, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar Rav Chisda. From here, we learn Laolam Yashkim Adam Lahotzaas Shabbos. From here, we learn that a person should wake up early on Erev Shabbos to do all the preparations that are necessary to have an enjoyable Shabbos. And that is learned from the pasuk in our parsha that we have to make sure V'hayah B'Yom Hashishi V'Hechinu Eis Asher Yaviu. The Bir Halacha discusses this Drasha from the Gemara, and he says, you see that the Gemara obviously assumes that this is learned directly from the Psukim themselves, that this is to be taken literally. We learn from the Psukim that not only do we have to keep Shabbos itself, but we also have to make sure that on Erev Shabbos we do whatever we can to prepare adequately for Shabbos that is coming. The Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his Svarim, such a powerful comment, and that is, Shamati b'shem Gadol Echad. He doesn't identify who this Gadol is, but the Chafetz Chaim tells us that he heard in the name of a Gadol, Sha'amar, that he said the following, Lefi mashi adua mechazal, this that Chazal tell us, Demisha shomer Shabbos ba'olam hazeh, Chazal say somebody who is careful to keep Shabbos properly in olam hazeh, as gam sham, when he gets to olam haba, whenever the time comes, afilu im nischayiv chas v'shalom onush gehenim, over avonosav. Even if you have a person who deserves to be sitting in gehenim for some time because of the terrible mistakes they made throughout life, eino nanash b'yom haShabbos. Say Chazal, if a person keeps Shabbos properly in Olam Hazeh, you will not have to suffer through Onesh and Olam Haba at least one day a week. One day a week you're going to have the opportunity to be off. And therefore writes the Chafetz Chaim, Nechshav le'ishahu, how do we calculate what time Shabbos starts and what time Shabbos ends for you up in Olam Haba? Writes the Chafetz Chaim, so if I keep Rabbeinu Tamzman, I'm going to be able to get away from punishment for an extended period of time. When does the Zman for Shabbos start? If I make early Shabbos, so what about in the summer months? Am I going to suffer late on Friday afternoon when I always made early Shabbos when I was alive? Okay, but says the Chafetz Chaim, he writes that he heard from an Adam Gadol, Denechshav le'ishahu Zman HaShabbos. How do we calculate when Shabbos begins for an individual person? An amazing comment, writes the Chafetz Chaim. Shabbos, the clock starts for you of Shabbos when you started to prepare yourself for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, which is amazing, which means it could potentially be that 2 days a week you absolve yourself from punishment in Olam HaEmes, umonin alav schus Shabbos, and from there already they begin to consider it your Shabbos, because for you it was already considered Shabbos, because you prepared on Friday afternoon, that's what you used to spend your day doing, and therefore writes the Chafetz Chaim, it would be wise, therefore tzarech lehishtado lahachin tzarech Shabbos b'yitav labazeh uba'olam haba. It would be a good idea, not just because the Gemara tells us v'hechinu es asher yaviu, you should prepare, but he says there's an added benefit, and that is the fact that a person who's careful to make the preparations before Shabbos will not suffer in Gehenim, not only on Shabbos, but also on Erev Shabbos, which is just an amazing comment. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun, where he talks about the things that we have to do for Shabbos, he says, it is better that a person should try and prepare for Shabbos as much as possible on Friday. Now, it's not always possible. There are some people who work on Fridays and are too busy on Fridays and can't make it to the supermarket or whatever it might be. But he says, if you have the option, he says, it is best to do it on Erev Shabbos, because that clearly highlights, that clearly shows that I'm doing this Litzarech Kavod Shabbos. If you go on Thursday, maybe I'm going because I'm having a big party in the house Thursday night. Who knows? But when I'm going on Erev Shabbos, when I'm going on Friday, writes the Mishnah Berurah, that makes it so clear and so obvious to everyone that the reason I'm doing the activity that I'm engaged in is because I am keeping Shabbos in the forefront of my mind, and it's something that is important to me. In fact, the Prima Gadim even writes that normally we have a prohibition. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do any of your own sarachim before davening in the morning. So it says you're not allowed to do, let's say, some people wake up and they do work before, you check your emails before. So the Gemara says it's not really correct because you're supposed to make sure that you first daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only afterward. I know that it's a big madrega for us today not to look at our phones when we wake up in the morning and see who texted and who emailed. I remember distinctly, and I hope to never forget it, when I was in the White Shul, Rabbi Feiner never ever used to look at emails or texts before davening. Never. Never responded. He said, that's part of what the Gemara says, that you're supposed to make sure not to put your own sarachim before. So yes, once in a while you have an emergency email, an emergency text that you have to respond to, but generally to start responding to emails before you go and daven, that's not really proper. That's exactly what the Gemara says. You're not supposed to do tzarchei atzmecha. You're not supposed to take care of yourself before you first take care of the job that you need to do with the Ribono Shel Olam. However, the Prima Gadim writes, perhaps when it comes to buying all the items necessary to keep Shabbos, for example, I need to go shopping in the supermarket, I need to go to the bakery, I need to go to the bagel store, I need to buy challahs or whatever it might be, says the Prima Gadim, that you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos before you daven. Why? Because he says that is not Sarchei Atzmo. Yes, it's true, I'm going to sit on Friday night and enjoy the meal, and on Shabbos afternoon I'm going to enjoy everything that I bought on Friday. However, he says, that is Litzarech Mitzvah. In the same way I'm allowed to be engaged in other mitzvahs before davening, so too he says you would be allowed to engage in the mitzvah of buying Tzarchei Shabbos before you daven on Friday morning. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't suggest that we do this because he writes, you never know, you might get so caught up in the store and there might be long lines and you're going to miss Man Kriya Shema, you're going to miss Man Tefillah. Okay, it's a little bit unlikely, but says the Mishnah Berurah, in principle, this Prima Gadim is an idea that teaches us that being involved in all the Tzarechim of Shabbos is in fact a very important idea. Now, if you look in Chumash, when the Pasuk says, Vehechinu es asher yavyu, so if you read the Yunkelis on your Shnai Mikra, so the Yunkelis writes, Vayihi biyoma shesisa, viyisaknin yas diyesun. You should, what does it mean, viyisakin? That in Aramaic means that a person should prepare. A person should prepare everything that they plan to use over Shabbos. However, if you look in the Targum Yonasan, which for those who were here on Wednesday evening when I gave the shiur, it is classically known as Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, but that is not correct. The Mefarshim point out, Yonasan ben Uziel, based on the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel, was not the one who wrote the commentary on Chumash, he only wrote his commentary on Nach. So really, it's a Targum Yerushalmi. And the way the name evolved to be Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, the Mefarshim write is, it used to be written Taf Yud. And then everybody decided they're going to do us a big favor and they're going to spell out the Taf Yud, and they wrote Targum Yonasan instead of Targum Yerushalmi. Every once in a while you have these mistakes. So if you look in the Targum Yerushalmi, which is known as Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, on our parsha, he writes a little differently. He says that a person should make sure Yizamnun ma diyesun. What does it mean, Yizamnun? Not the same that the Targum Unkelis writes. And Mefarshim say maybe there's a distinction. Not only do you have to prepare it on Erev Shabbos and make sure that you set it aside, but the Targum Yonasan is telling us also that you have to do above that. You have to do more, and that is you have to designate it. You have to say that this is something that you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos. And this is what the Magen Avraham writes. When a person is involved in preparing for Shabbos, it's not good enough just simply to be involved and go to the store. But he says, there's an added reason why a person, V'yomer al-kol davar shekona, you pick up the challant beans, you pick up everything else that you're going to buy, the challahs. He says, you should say with your mouth, shekona zeh l'kavod Shabbos. And some say that's based on the Targum Yonasan and our Parsha, that says not only should you prepare it, but you should clearly designate it bepeh to show that this is what you're doing. We have a concept that the Gemara says, we always assume there's a concept of shlichus, and most Achronim assume that the concept of shlichus applies by kal ha-tarakula. A person is involved in anything they'd like to do. Either you can do it on your own, or you can have someone else do it in your stead. And the Gemara says, therefore, if someone is mekadesh in isha, you can do it al-yidei shliach. It's not really very respectful, the Gemara says, to send somebody else to be mekadesh your wife or you. You should be the one to do it. Similarly, the Gemara says, by a get, if a husband just cannot look at his wife anymore, she doesn't want to see him, he doesn't want to see her, and they have to get divorced, so it says you're allowed to do it al-yidei shliach. There could be an intermediary, there could be a proxy who is set up to be the one to deliver the get. And this applies b'chala tarakula. So the question is, many of us are busy on Friday, so do you say that the concept of shlichus applies to preparing for Shabbos as well? As long as everything's taken care of, and I made sure before I left the house that everything's in order, and I have my cleaning lady is going to do whatever it is that needs to be done, and this child is going to make sure to cook this, and that child is going to make sure to cook that, and everything's going to be taken care of, is that good enough? Or does Vehechinu es asher yavyu demand that we all do the mitzvah on our own? So the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin as a general principle, that even though, yes, it's true, we have a concept of shlichus that applies in Kol HaTarakula, however, the Gemara says, Amar Av Yosef, mitzvah bo Yosef mibishlucha. We always assume that, yes, it's true, I can hand it off to someone else, but there's always a greater schar if I choose to do the mitzvah on my own. And Rashi there explains that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you more schar if a person makes sure to do the mitzvah on their own. So, although yes, it's true, you can take care of your mitzvah by asking someone else to do it, but that is not really considered the main way that the mitzvah is supposed to be done, and therefore writes the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erev Shabbos that a person should make sure that they are involved in some way in preparing for Shabbos. Now, it doesn't mean you have to do everything. It means you have to be engaged in some way in the preparation for Shabbos. I remember my father's a pretty busy man, and on Fridays was his day that he was designated to go to the OU. He still goes to the OU every Friday, and he used to come home pretty late, right before Shabbos. But every week, I remember as a child, he took upon himself one job, and that was that he used to make the liver, which is not so easy. He used to, the good old-time liver, where he used to salt it and then put it into the, whatever it was, the, I don't know what that's called, on the bottom of the oven. What? The broiler, thank you. So that was my father's job. So that was his involvement in making Hachana for Shabbos. So it didn't mean that he was around the whole Friday afternoon to help us doing everything else, but he engaged himself, and that's what the Magen Avraham writes, not only with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, but he says with regard to Hilchos Bedikas Chametz also. Sometimes a person is older or not feeling well, and they're not able to go crawling on the floors, looking through every cabinet, looking around the whole house for Bedikas Chametz. So you're going to have other family members do it, but the Magen Avraham says you should try at least a little bit to be involved in the mitzvah and look around some of the cabinets, try to do a little bit of the mitzvah, and this is what the Magen Avraham quotes as well with regard to baking the matzahs, that even though we don't like to get our hands dirty normally and we don't like to get our hands all full of dust and our clothing all dusty, but still when it comes to baking the matzah, we try to do it on our own. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Siman Reish Nun, Afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamsho, even if I have housekeepers and I have cleaning ladies and I have everything that's set up, still yishtadel lehachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarchei ha'shabbos. Still writes the Shulchan Aruch, person should try whatever they can to do something in preparation for Shabbos and not to leave it all to everybody else to take care of. The Magen Avraham also writes here, an idea in the name of earlier Achronim, that on Erev Shabbos, not only should we prepare for Shabbos, not only should we spend time doing whatever has to be done, but he writes as well that mitzvah litom hatavshilim be'erev Shabbos ve'erev yamtiv. Magen Avraham writes, there's a special idea that a person should make sure to taste some of the food that you're planning to serve on Shabbos. You should taste it before Shabbos comes in. What is that all about? Why should I taste it before? So he quotes in the name of the Shibalei Halekin, and this is also quoted in the Beis Yosef, that based on the pasuk Ta'ameh Chaim Zachu, and therefore it says Ta'ameh, those who taste it, Chaim Zachu, will have a great life. Therefore he says we should try and taste the food on Erev Shabbos. But more practically, the other Rishonim say it is just to make sure that your food is going to taste good for Shabbos. And if it's burnt, or if it's not salty enough, or if it's too salty, you should make sure that you know about that before Shabbos, in order that you can prepare something else in its stead. And this is something other Rishonim say that is a idea that is worthy of our consideration. We should try as best as we can, not only to prepare before Shabbos comes in, but also to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be served on Shabbos, and not to leave it for the last minute. In the description that the Torah gives us of observing Shabbos, we know that in Parshas Kisisa we are told, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael lemar, Acha shabsosai tishmoru. You have to make sure to be a shomer Shabbos. Ki osi b'nei v'nechem l'doros echem, l'adaz ki ani Hashem mikadashchem. Which is a very curious terminology. Why does it say, Acha shabsosai tishmoru? You should be shomer the Shabbos. And this is also what we know the pasuk says, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. What do you mean to guard the Shabbos? What does it mean to guard it? Guard it from who? Who's taking Shabbos away? What do we mean that you have to be shabsosai tishmoru and v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos? So this is an amazing comment made by the Arachayim HaKadosh there in Parshas Kisisa, and it's become a very famous comment, but it's no less beautiful just because it's famous. The Arachayim HaKadosh writes that the answer is, this can be understood based on a pasuk back by the story of Yosef and his father Yaakov Avinu. And there we're told, V'aviv shamaras hadavar, that Yaakov Avinu, what does it mean, shamar? He guarded it, it means he waited. V'aviv shamaras hadavar, Yaakov Avinu was waiting around to see what was going to happen with his son Yosef, and how was life going to turn out? How was the end of the story going to play out in front of his eyes? That's what it means to be V'aviv shamaras hadavar. It doesn't mean you guard it, it means you wait and you see with anticipation how it's going to happen. And here writes the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. It doesn't just mean that you keep Shabbos and you make sure not to violate any Averis and you make sure to do all the mitzvahs. But says the Arachayim HaKadosh, being a Shomer Shabbos is not good enough to make sure that Shabbos is done the way it's supposed to be done. Being a Shomer Shabbos means that you have to anticipate the Shabbos. You have to wait for it before Shabbos comes in. That's why we refer to it as Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. You have to guard it. Not that someone's going to start off with the Shabbos. Not that you have to safeguard it. But rather you have to make sure that you anticipate that Erev Shabbos to you is something That is a very important experience because that is so much a part of what Shabbos itself is going to be. And somebody once showed me a comment made by the Slonim Rebbe. I don't know if it's printed in any of his Svarim, but they showed me in a secondary source. So whether it's from him or not, it's a nice comment regardless, where he says, the Pasuk says, by the Karban Tamid, Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, that we have to make sure that we perform the Karbanos every day. So the Slonim Rebbe said, for those of us in Galus, what are we going to do? Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, we don't have the chance to do the Karban Tamid every day. So he said, no, if a person lives in Galus and they don't have the opportunity to offer the Karban every day, then Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, you should at least anticipate the day when you're going to be able to offer those Karbanos. Anticipate the time when you'll have once again a Beis HaMikdash and you'll be able to have the avoda being done the way it's supposed to be done. That's perhaps what he suggested it means. Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, that we should look forward the same way we refer to ourselves as Shomrei Shabbos, the same way it says, Va'aviv shamaras hadavar, that sometimes Shmira doesn't just mean you have to safeguard something, but Shmira can also mean a secondary meaning, and that is that you have to anticipate, you have to look forward, and you have to do whatever is necessary to make sure that your experience of Shabbos is going to be the best it can possibly be.